A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Wedge's Gamble, Star Wars Legends, Rogue Squadron, by Michael A. Stackpole. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The Essential Legends Collection. For more than 40 years, novels set in a galaxy far, far away have enriched the Star Wars experience for fans seeking to continue the adventure beyond the screen. When he created Star Wars, George Lucas built a universe that sparked the imagination and inspired others to create. He opened up that universe to be a creative space for other people to tell their own tales. This became known as the Expanded Universe, or EU, of novels, comics, video games, and more. To this day, the EU remains an inspiration for Star Wars creators and is published under the label Legends. Ideas, characters, story elements, and more from new Star Wars entertainment trace their origins back to material from the Expanded Universe. This Essential Legends collection curates some of the most treasured stories from that expansive legacy. 1. Even before his X-Wing sensors had time to scan and identify the new ship, Corran Horn knew it was trouble. That knowledge was not based on the ship's unscheduled, unannounced reversion to real space in the Pyrrhea system. In the months since the Rebel Alliance took the planet Borlaeus from the Empire, more ships than Corran cared to remember had popped in for a quick survey of the place. Some were on diplomatic missions from worlds that had already joined the New Republic, coming to inspect the latest conquest of their forces. Other ships had been sent by the rulers of planets who wanted to separate fact from propaganda before they decided if they wanted to shift allegiances in the Galactic Civil War. Still others had been Imperial vessels on reconnaissance missions, and a goodly proportion of the rest were Alliance ships with legitimate business in the system. All of them had to be checked out, and the hostiles discouraged. But the patrols had produced no serious incidents or fatalities. This spawned a complacency among the pilots that was not conducive to long life. But even Corran had found it hard to keep his edge when no serious threats presented themselves. The new ship's arrival slashed away his peace of mind like a vibroblade. The sensors reported a modified freight cruiser that had started life as a Rendili star drive ship. Not in the Neutron Star class of bulk cruiser, but something roughly a quarter that size. That in no way made it remarkable or unusual. Dozens of ships built on the same design had been through the system since its conquest. The name Vengeance Dera IV followed the naming convention common among New Republic ships of recalling some event in the course of the Civil War. It had even entered the system on the course and at the speed the rebels had dictated for freighter traffic. Still, something is not right here. During his brief career with the Corellian Security Force, hunting down smugglers and other criminals, he'd learned to trust his gut feelings about things. His father, Hal, and even his grandfather, both Corsec officers themselves, had encouraged him to follow his instincts in dangerous situations. The sensation frustrated him with its elusiveness, as if it were no more tangible than the faint scent of a flower teasing his nose and defying identification. It's enough that I know something is odd. Exactly what isn't important at this point? Corran keyed his comm unit.
Rogue 9 to Champion 5! You handle the challenge. Wait here with 6. I'm gonna go out and do a flyby.
I copy, Nine, but we are supposed to expedite all shipping in this area. They aren't in the challenge zone yet.
Humor me, Five.
As ordered, Nine.
The system patrols had been broken up to cover four zones around the planet of Borlaeus. The plane of the ecliptic split the system up and down, with Sunside and Out splitting at Core and Rim. Corrin and two Y-Wing pilots from General Salm's Defender Wing had Up and Out, which was by far the busiest sector because the planet's moon had moved out of it and sunward 2 days previously.
Whistler, see what you can do about boosting our sensors to pick up any anomalous readings from that freighter.
The green and white R2 astromech blatted harshly at him.
Yes, fine. There's likely to be lots of things wrong with that freighter.
Corrin frowned as he nudged his throttle forward, and the X-Wing started off toward the freighter.
I was thinking about inappropriate weapons or other odd things.
As Corrin's fighter came in closer, he began to get a visual feed on the ship. All of 150 meters long, it had the gentle curves of smaller ships, or the larger Mon Calamari warships. The bridge was a bulge on the top of the bow that tapered back and down into a slender midship. Two-thirds of the way back toward the stern, the ship's body flared out again to accommodate the star drives. A communications array sat right behind the bridge, and quad laser turrets bristled off the bow and in a ring around the middle of the ship. Whistler splashed a report on the ship onto Corrin's primary monitor. It was a Rendili Star Drives design from the Dwarf Star class of freighter. It shipped roughly 1,500 metric tons of equipment, ran with a crew of 400, and had 9 quad lasers, as well as one tractor beam that could be used to pull salvage into the belly storage area. The guns and carrying capacity made it a favorite for short-haul traders who were willing to work in areas of the galaxy where authority had broken down, or Imperial entanglements could be a problem.
Champion 5 here, Rogue 9.
Go ahead, 5.
I challenged the Vengeance, and it answered with a code that is good.
That surprised Corrin, because he couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong with the ship.
Did they get it on the first try?
Five's comm unit didn't filter the surprise out of his voice.
No. Second pass. Why?
I'll tell you later. Stay where you are, but get someone to lift from Borlaeus in an assault shuttle. You and Six be ready for trouble.
As ordered, Nine.
Whistler chirped an inquiry at Corrin.
Yes, I think it's exactly like the Double Taker case.
Back on Corellia, he and his partner, Ayela Wasiri, had investigated a series of burglaries where things had been stolen from houses, but there were no signs of forced entry. All of the security systems were manufactured by different companies and installed and monitored by different agencies. The key to cracking the case was that the ROMs used in the security systems all came from the same manufacturer. An employee had sliced the code that got burned into the chips. So when a particular password was used on the locks, the system would spit out the correct password. On the second try, the thief would enter the correct code, get in, and rob the place. The Y-Wing fighters the Alliance used were old, but still vital. And most of them were a patchwork of new and old systems. Spare parts were not easy to come by, and whatever were available were used quickly to keep the fighters in service. It was conceivable that a sensor-slash-comm unit interrogator had been fitted with odd chips that gave away codes when checking them. Arranging for such things would not be beyond the Empire's Director of Intelligence, Isan Izard, especially if it would help prevent the Rebel Alliance from taking Coruscant away from her. Corrin punched his comm unit over to the frequency the freighter was using.
Vengeance Dera 4. This is Lieutenant Corrin Horn of Rogue Squadron. Stop now. Stand by for boarding.
The freighter did not even slow, much less stop.
Is there a problem, Lieutenant?
Corrin shifted the targeting crosshairs of his heads-up display over to lead the freighter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?